Blog Talk Radio. Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Thinking Out Loud Thursday, broadcasting live every Thinking Out Loud Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Through the Knowledge Radio. It's a special day, and we got some special, special guests here by special, special request. I speak on none other than our African RBG community, Roy. Family in the building, the founders of WHO Academy, and the transformation of going from a European centered mind to a new African mind, our greatest facilitators by living example, speaking none other than Baba Amin and Mama Nkoyo. The royal family is here with us today. We are happy today to have you here today. So the phone number to call is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others for the first time ever together. Her Majesty and His Majesty in the building, Uhuru Academy's own Baba Amin and Queen Mother in Koyo B9 in the building.
Black Power. What's up,
Born? Like, who Born talk about? Shit. We...
Yeah.
Little
I'm feeling like, damn, babe, we on here with some other people, too.
He stays, no, she stays on.
he say be hot, man.
Yeah, we love it, man.
We appreciate you having us on. We appreciate this milestone's a long time coming, you know, and it's an honor to be on Do the Knowledge Radio, especially representing with my beautiful queen tonight.
I was wondering when I was going to be able to really finally make the Born show. I was wondering.
Ain't no show without you. Hey, it's no show without you, Queen Mother. You know that.
You say.
I'd say 1,038 shows ago, Baba came on, you know, RBG Nation came on.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I got a chance to dialogue with the family outside of seeing the work that was done and was in action.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
also met Tahir RBG on that same show right after I played a Tahir RBG track. I was like, man, did he come on to say, hey, don't be playing my stuff? I was like, whoo.
That was a foundational time, man. That was a foundational time when the national family, the global family was really starting to link up. You know.
So we were
doubly excited to be on your platform. Because it represented, you know, it represented that we were finding like-minded people, represented that workers were finding each other, you know, and that, man, that's big. That's big.
Right.
You know.
And so, here we are so many shows later, 1,030-something shows later.
Huh?
I say, here we are, 1,030-something shows later.
Still going. Yes, sir. Congratulations on that, too.
Absolutely.
So it's a couple of milestones that happened in here today, this with this particular episode. This is the first time I have you both on. We celebrating this beautiful new African love, the situation that then brought the sun out and made that heat feel a little more special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And I'm on with the royal family, the only family to recognize this African Senate media platform.
I say Black Power.
The only one.
RBG Award recipient. Knowledge Born, Media Outlet of the Year. What? Do the Knowledge Radio.
Come out.
So that was a beautiful thing. You know what?
Like one queen has to put a tech it.
Right. Made it with our hands.
Built the stage with our hands for you to walk on.
Mm.
you know, I honored you in our home, man, honored you in our community, and it was a blessing to do it.
It was definitely an honor. Because if I went by what he said, she say, said at the time, I probably wouldn't have went nowhere, you know. And I shared that with our brother. I see him in the building. I'm going to get him on in 1 second. You know, I treated it like, Frame was like, hey, Vaughn didn't care what nobody had to say. He was going to go do what he had to do. And I took him back to DMX. I said, DMX said one of them cold lines when I was in my impressionable youth. You know, you said, if I ever let the words of another nigga bother me, I might as well let that sperm of that other nigga father me. I was like, so I ain't never worried about what he said.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? I go by what we say.
Come on.
You know, what we got to say to one another. And that's spiritual to material. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we got to tell our own stories. We got to create our own platform, period. You know what I'm saying? And so what you do is valuable. It's you know what I'm saying? It's super valuable to institution building, to nation building, because you connect the dots. You help us create, maintain powerful relationships. You help us get our message out there. You know, send the black signal out there. Let everybody know that black love is black power. We chilling right now. We just want to spend a little time with you to let everybody know. Yeah, we celebrate 10 years married, really 15 years married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
15 years together. You know what I'm saying? And what better occasion than to come on and tell the world that black love is absolutely black power, period.
Right.
Period.
That is right.
You know,
that is definitely
one
right.
Man, the black woman, get you one. Get you a black woman.
Right. So let me get Frame on real quick. And I found something while I was digging around. I was like, man, it's going to be powerful. Because I want to hear that Martin used to be our show back in the day. You know, they had that episode. It was like, hey, how did y'all meet? And they was telling that story. You know, Martin came in and like, yeah baby. I was, you know what I'm saying? Like that whole thing right there. So I wanted to get into that, but I wanted to get Primo real quick.
Okay.
So let me get this together. For RBG Nation's own wing whisperer out here. You understand what I'm saying? Like
the
trill is of the trill. The springs pull up. Sponsored by the pull up. And Trill Sauce Garvey's own up in here. The Texas Trillist, the sauces of the garbage sauce.
Yoski Woski.
What up, Frame?
Man, congratulations, man. Happy anniversary to y'all, man.
Yeah, thanks,
What up, Bourne?
Black Powell, peace to you.
Black Powell, man. Man, I'm just in the cut, man, listening. You know what I'm saying? Seeing what Jewel's going to be dropped. That's about it, man. I'm just chilling with the fam.
Yeah.
Man, we still rolling. We still pushing.
That's right. Like I said, these are partners in crime. You know, Freem and Kyra have been together, which I've been, what, about 19, 15, 16 years, something like that? Was it 14, 13?
It'll be 19 next month.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about. 19.
They
the grown folks in the bunch when it comes to our
marriage. Yeah.
They're grown folks.
Yeah,
they have been
praying
together a long time.
The Elijah Muhammad teach about the number 19.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I say.
Get on it, Bob Green.
Huh?
Get on it, Bob Green.
I'm working on it, man. I'm just trying to keep the business rolling, man. Hoping I get that Popeye line tomorrow. I hope a nigga get stabbed. Fighting over tomorrow. What I'm looking for.
Hey, it ain't personal. We gotta rewrap that business, man. What?
Right.
You can't bring relations and lose Popeye at the same time.
I called the ambulance out there for you in the front yard.
And put a wing in your belly while you're at it. Get your wing.
A wing in your belly. That's fucked up.
Golly, man. Man, you know what's funny? Just like I've never, ever, ever in my entire life went and bought Popeyes.
Really? Mm.
Never. Never.
You ain't miss much.
Yeah.
No.
You ain't miss much.
The chicken little.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
None of that shit better than what we get cooked at home.
Right.
Nah.
None of. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no love in it.
Yeah, it'd be like people, everybody root for us and supporting them.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Don't get a root
get
for them, come support us. You know what I'm saying?
We get the symbolic support.
Right.
Yeah, symbolic support, man.
And they get the economic.
Good job.
Economic, psychospiritual support.
Yeah, so we feel you, man. Again, when we say black love is black power, that extends to the business world, too.
Right.
You know, a marriage is a business. You know, a relationship is a business. You know, and
right.
Whoever you, who your compliment is, you know, like Preem and Kyrie, you know, with Kyrie with Nashe's moment, doing a massage therapy, Preem with the wing, you know, the family that builds together, lives together, stays together. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's something that we want to. The first jewel drop tonight, you know, it's the partnership. When you with your compliment, y'all building each other's dreams together, build each other's goals together, you know. And you have to be you have to be in love with their past, just like you in love with them.
I say.
You know?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. It's the Black Love Hour, man. I ain't gonna come just sit on here. We're gonna talk about something.
I want to hear the story. I want to hear the story. That the stars was aligned. That the Capricorn was in the chakra
Hey, I'm about to listen online, y'all. I gotta do some prepping, man. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit, man.
Peace
and black power. I love y'all. Yep.
Love you too, brother. Yeah. And you know, Mama, she likes to downplay stuff like it wasn't, you know, major, you know. But,
here we go.
You know, she initially knew there was a prophecy.
Mm.
And she, you know, she's a prophetess, man. And when was in junior high, she used to hang out with my little sister, you know what I'm saying? And I was in high school, and, you know, I wasn't really looking at them. They was in junior high, I was in high school, you know. But I guess she came over to the house hanging out, you know, with my little sister and everything. And baby, tell them what happened. I was just so magical. Tell them what happened. You know, don't nobody tell it like you.
So what happened, boy, we were going to the house, and I glanced in his direction. And I saw this black spot in the room.
Ah, beautiful black spot. A beautiful melanated black spot.
And no, but I was, you know, we hang with his sister, like I said, we were best buddies, you know. We terrorized Barstow Middle School in Fort Worth together. And I was walking through, and I just looked at his brother and said, you know, I'm going to marry him one day. And went on about my business.
Your brother gonna be my husband.
That is not how
that
it goes.
What?
I'm telling you, will you not?
Oh, I thought you go. I know my path now.
We only have an hour, okay? Okay.
The definition.
So.
Say she say right there.
But we didn't start dating until later.
No, yeah, our paths always crossed. So that was, I'm gonna keep this for, but that was our initial meeting. But our paths always crossed. You know, it just wasn't the right time. You know, we would always meet up, either doing work in the community, him teaching the babies. So when we finally got back together, it was one of those moments.
Yeah.
We were at a community center, actually. Going to community work, and, you know, at the MLK and Stall Cup, on Stop Six, where he grew up. And, you know, we met back up, and it was like...
My accident. Yeah, because
okay.
You were doing your thing with the group, and I was in a whole different meeting.
Correct.
And then we came out, and it's like, I'm coming one direction, she coming the other, and we just looked at each other, and just, if you ever been in a conversation with somebody, whether words or not even the conversation...
Correct. And right. And it's like, and you get tunnel vision. No one else is there. And that's
yeah,
the way
yeah,
to work.
It was. The sister was with you.
Yes, Monica Briggs, Miss My little sister.
Yeah. And
my church.
We didn't see her born. We just saw each other, you know. And and pretty much from that night on, we talked every day after that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We've been inseparable.
We've been pretty much
inseparable. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, we've had our ups and downs, but it was just like. 15 years ago, and we decided to align each other's paths together. We walk together instead of walking separately. We decided to walk together, and that's what we've been doing. So, I mean, it's just other details you have to get, you know, when one on one. But you know, unless you ask a question, you know. I don't want to, you know, belabor the hour, but, you know, that's basically really how I was being. We've had our ups and downs. We've had our shit. We've had, you know, so, but I think we've gone through the most, the first 5 years we went through everything. We're going to probably go through the next 10, 15 years. So we went through it in the first five, and we did all that while having babies, raising other children, having the blended babies, and you know, reuniting the community, you know. So we did all that in our first 5 or 6 years of being married.
How important was that? Because I don't want to leave that point, because that's very critical. Because we just think love is roses. You see what I'm saying? Like, so can we get into that?
Absolutely, it's very important. You know, I think the work in the community, the work with our families, and then even the work within ourselves, that was very important. If we didn't have that, we probably would have said, man, fuck this, we're done. You know, excuse my language, I don't know if I can say that, but
please. He say, she say. It's on.
Oh, okay, get back. All right. But we probably would have been like, you know, we're going to be done. We're going to go our separate ways, you know, because we were two people who always went against the grain. We were loners. We were, you know, we were so much alike. It was like the male and female version of each other, and it was a trip that we'd always talked about as being loners and always talking about the things we wanted to do, but we wind up doing them together, and it was just natural for us to do the healing and doing the family and doing and gathering, galvanizing the community together. It was what we were made to do. That was what we were called to do.
And it helps, you know, it helps in the sense for me that it reminds me every day that maintaining my family is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about where is my personal private happiness at?
And if
I'm not getting my personal private solo happiness, then I got to change everything in my life. And
absolutely.
That means everything is unfair. And Koyo's my enemy and all that. Nah, you know, when you raise a family, you look in your children's eyes every day, it reminds you that it's bigger than you. And then when you get out into the community and you see the community needing that image.
Yeah.
You know, needing that image and people needing to know that there are still great black men out here, committed husbands and fathers. There are great black mothers out here, you know, and we knew that we weren't the only people committed to building our family. You know what I'm saying? And so it helps to be around other people who are making that same commitment and going through those same struggles. So we actively sought those people out in the community.
Absolutely. And I understand when people say, I did it for the children. I'm in it for this reason. I think it's commendable. I didn't understand at first until I got in, and it's like to have something higher than yourself, your own selfish reasons, and this old fluffy love, these feelings are going to be fleeting, that's going to leave with the, you know, at the drop of a dime. it's very important to have something higher than yourself or than those feelings in order to live for and to be working towards. Because if not, then it's easy. Just like it is, I mean, people are getting divorced left and right and married 5, 6, 7, 8 times because they're talking about, oh, this doesn't fit. We grew apart, and we grew out of love and fell out of love. That's ridiculous. And that's shit. Where's your lineage? Where's your family? What's your leaving? What are you leaving?
And marriage is a process, it's not an event. You know, you're not the same person today that you was 10
That's
years
right.
ago.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person that I was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Mom and Koyo's not the same person she was 15 years ago. And we still have to get to know each other. That's why, you know, spending time with one another. Opinions change, taste buds change, you know, and so being active in the community and taking on projects keeps us around each other. We know each other pretty well, man.
Yeah.
And we're used to each other. We love each other's company. You know, we love our children. And being a part of the community and building community and stating what we're doing boldly, it convicts you, man. And that helps us. That helps me.
Yeah.
So incorporating the Uhuru Academy, when did that come into play? And how were y'all able to do everything that you just stated and going through the trial by fire, like you said, and incorporate and continue to build? Like, how did that work, and how were y'all able to maintain the balance in that process?
You know what? First, and we'd be remiss, we have to say the ancestors.
Absolutely.
We have to say the creator, because we are a very spiritual couple, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to lay up, we might lay up, watch movies, and then read scripture back in the
yeah.
day, or read some Amos Wilson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
And
break
we
it
deciphered
down
it.
And
yeah.
deciphered it and
yeah.
talked about it and discussed
yeah.
it. And, you know, we're a praying family, too. You know what I'm saying? And we're a praying couple, you know, and we do affirmations. And I don't want to just run across that, you know, because you ask, how are we able to do everything? And really, it's a spiritual fortitude that's there that really holds together. One of the things that I love about Nkoyo, and one of the things that I fell in love is her spiritual conviction and her sincerity in what she believes. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to have that, you know, and I recommend every family to have a spiritual base. You can't find a mighty African nation that wasn't spiritual at its core.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
right.
the mighty nation, the more spiritual the nation.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, and so same thing with family. You know, it begins with spirituality. That's a big part of our trial by fire, is exploring what does African-centered spirituality look like when you don't want to necessarily join a specific group, but you want to create a safe space for all of us to come together. And that's how the Temple of New African Unity was born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
wow.
we needed a place.
That's right.
Know? And so if you don't see it, step up and try to be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and meeting like-minded families doing that with the Uhuru Academy, same thing. It started out as Black History Camp that we would hold at local bookstores and other Black-owned businesses. It just evolved. Where students, scholars coming in. And, like, we just got a post today. One of our original Uhuru
yes,
Camp children,
yes,
Jackson
yeah.
is college right now. Called his mama from college. And he was in his college class, and they were talking about Africa. And he recalled all the countries,
yeah.
African countries. And he learned that when he was 8 years old in the Uhuru Camp.
He was
surprised that it all came back. And
yeah.
she put her testimony on Facebook today, you know what I'm saying? And that's how Uhuru Academy was born, out of the Uhuru Camp. And we just looked at each other one day, and his cold brothers have a queen that's going to ride with you, right?
Yeah.
And because when the baby started coming to camp, born, talking about, we glad we came to school today.
Yeah.
They started calling
us. Right. That's right.
You know? And then we just got together, and again, that spiritual foundation, because we didn't have no backing.
That's right.
And we was living check, 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 you know.
Right.
And said, we're going to jump out here, and we're going to start school.
Yeah.
And the ancestors are going to bless us, and we're going to make this thing happen, and the community is going to step up. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was born that when we were, quote-unquote, as the old folks like to say, caught, when we were caught, you know, we would do more than be talking about the, you know, the intimacy, but the sexual part, or we would be doing more than talking about, you know, what we gonna do together and all this. But we listen to each other's dreams and our visions, and we really try to impart wisdom to one another. We counsel one another, and we listen, and we saw where we fit in with one another's dreams and visions, and that's what we came together. And I just never forget listening to this man talk about the vision that God gave him and what he knew he had to do. And I saw how I was just so I thought it to be so admirable how he left college freshman year. He had a full scholarship, went home, and was teaching children in Butler how to step in some history quotes, and he never went back. He was set to be an engineer. He was making all A's in statistics and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? Who does that? Mm-hmm. Your freshman year or math classes, you're making A's and all of them. Who does that? And he quit. And I'm like, well, dude, I mean, if you believe it, you know, I'm here. I believe it as well. And we're gonna do what we can do to make this happen. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do what we can do. And because I believed, I was in church for over 16 years, and what it taught me was that we're a team. You know, people may say that Christianity, they treat women to be subservient, but I was fortunate to be within a good church, a good group of people who showed me example, not just the word in the Bible, but they showed me the example of husbands and wives and working alongside together to make each other's dreams come true or making each other's destiny to bring them to fruition. And so that's what I said I'm going to do. He got his together. I don't know quite what I want to do yet. I'm a mama. That's what I'm good at. I love church, but I believe in what he's doing. Let me join his. Let me put my energy and my faith in joining his, and that's what we did.
And on that same token, and this for the brothers out there, you know, Nkoyo is a master. Nkoyo means woman who can do all, and that's what she is, right? She has multiple skills on an elite level, you know, and she does hair, natural hair, braiding, you know, and I'm just saying this for the brothers, like, you know, I didn't take Nkoyo a Valentine's Day card. I made her a business card.
They sure did. Sure did.
I made us a business call.
They did my first logo.
I did her first logo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that was romantic. You know, let's kick it off. Let's grind. Let's get it together. You know, let's really support one another's goal. You know, and she was there with me, helping me with what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? But even if what I was doing was at the forefront, we still had sessions on her dream, her goal,
right,
her business on the side. It's like, whenever you want to push, I work for you as well.
Yeah.
Like, she don't just work for Uhura Academy. Or I work for Twisted Unbox and Divine Creation as well.
Not sure.
And if that pops, when that pops,
yeah,
it gets the same energy, if not more energy, than what the Uhura Academy.
Yeah.
You know? And then on that family piece, the music came about, you know, with us being dedicated to doing it and realizing that we don't come from parents.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah,
come from families
yeah,
with long marriages.
Yeah.
Like, we don't come from that. We didn't have models at home. You know what I'm saying? Of that aspect of family life.
Yeah.
You know, not that we don't come from beautiful families, just not that aspect. So when we got
right
together, we understood we were breaking cycles, you know, and it was almost romantic therapy, you know what I'm
yeah
saying? And the first song we ended up doing together was called
Breaking Cycles. Yeah.
And it really literally came from organic conversation we were having about being committed to breaking certain cycles in our bloodline.
That's right.
And starting new traditions, you know. And that's fun to have a compliment that you could talk about breaking cycles.
Absolutely. And it's liberating as well. And it's fun, it's liberating, and it's intimate because we share a lot of intimate moments and details with each other. And that's how we come up with a lot of our pieces, our work as a group, because we're breaking down our perceptions of things, we're breaking down our experiences, and then we take it and we put it in song form. So we do a lot of talking. I mean, this is my, you know, my friend, if nothing else, my best friend, and I tell, you know, we tell the joke about it. We tell each other all the time, man. We break up romantically, we ain't going nowhere because who I'm going to talk to?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, this is just what we are. You know, we enjoy, yeah, we enjoy each other's company. I just tripped out how I never wanted to be around any of the other mates that I've had and vice versa for him. And it's like, but we're together 24/7, and it's just like it's just natural. It's not something that we have to try to do. And we get on each other's nerves.
You gotta do the beat again.
No,
you know,
it's not, but that's just how we are. And we just thought it was cool because we're loners. We always talk about how we like to be by ourselves. We got to have our time. But when we have our time, we still talking to each other like, what you doing? We like, well, dang, you supposed to be
talking on the phone.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, so we high side together, high side each other, you know.
Like people watching.
Yes.
You know, all that.
You know, do what makes y'all happy, whatever that may be. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody tell you as a couple what's right for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And get with who wants you.
Come on, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Get with who wants you. Shouldn't be acting like you're paying admission for love.
Come out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get with somebody that you gotta, you know, go all above and beyond just to get the regular thing, or get that regular feeling of kinship and partnership and complementarity. You know what I'm saying? And so get with who loves you, you know, and you can only really spot that when you love
them. Yeah.
You know, because sometimes the person who loves you is loving you in the way you need to be loved, but not necessarily the way you want to be loved.
I say. Because it's taken me years to get that. This brother has been loving me in the way I've needed, but I didn't know that I needed it and didn't want it. And when I realized I need it, I still didn't want it because I'm just stubborn and an Aries that way. But he's really taught me to accept love and to give it without looking for it to be accepted in the way that I'm looking for it to be accepted, or to be given back in the way that I want it to be given back. So I really have appreciated, you know, his patience and his love and his understanding of commitment and dedication. So he don't just love hard out there in the community. He loves hard all the way around within his, you know, with us, me, his family, his loved ones, his friends. He really do, and I definitely appreciate that consistency that his brother has. And you get with the person who is going to be your yin to your yang, and who's going to laugh at all your corny-ass jokes and going to tell you how cute you are, even when you look in the rough.
Ain't gonna tell you when you're wrong.
And just look you right in your face like, I don't care how much you wanna probably punch me, whatever you wanna do, but I'm here. This is what it is. So, you know, and we tell each other the truth no matter how difficult it is. We do it. We do it out of love, and that's what makes the difference, you know, is doing it out of love, you know.
And we listen to advice.
Oh, yeah.
We lean on. Shout out to Prem Kyra. Shout out to Muhammad. Speak with people. Muhammad.
The Jamus.
Jamus. You know what I'm saying? We look at other examples. We learn from examples. We watch our other couples arguing every time.
Yeah.
Like, how they argue without yelling at each other?
Yeah.
Well, that was good how they did.
Yeah.
We had to learn that because people got called motherfuckers when I was growing up. You look at Bomani and Kamari have a serious fight. Not one cuss word.
Well, King,
no one raises their voice.
Bomani.
Everyone's called a king and a queen. You know, well, Queen, I'm just trying to understand why we would do this and do that. Well, look, King. Just watching those, we thank the Creator and the ancestors for putting some powerful examples in front of us.
Okay.
That's what you get when you reach out to your community.
All right. So I got a little surprise right here that I done found when I was digging around in the cratage. on the craters of YouTube. I found something touched my soul. So y'all probably gonna be like, why are you gonna play that? But it means everything. It may not mean much to y'all, but it mean everything to me when I heard. That's all. Yeah, this is it right here. So let me play this real quick. All right.
The woman formerly known as Potomac. I see perseverance. I see strength. I see a testimony that if you keep fighting, you keep moving, that you can overcome anything. Some say, you know, when we got together, you know, they want to treat her like she's a single and all that with children. It's like getting a man redeems you. Now, she redeems me. She's mine.
Okay.
Why I don't complain. She's a testimony, not to me, not just for her personally, but for all women. So her first name is Nkoyo. Nkoyo. Nkoyo means woman can do everything.
Right.
So you speak her name, you speak an affirmation for all women when you say Nkoyo.
Nkoyo.
Her next name is Bina.
Bina.
Yeah. Bina.
Bina.
Bina means one who dances.
Oh, yeah.
And not only is my wife, she is a divine physical dancer, but she dances to the rhythm of life. She knows what's going on, she can feel what's going on, and she can respond accordingly. So, Nkoyo Bina. And last but not least, Keone.
Keone.
Keone means she sees. My wife has foresight and hindsight. She has tremendous vision, tremendous wisdom. So when you say her name, you're saying that a woman can do everything. She dances and she sees. So Nkoyo,
Nkoyo,
Bina,
Bina,
Keone,
Keone.
Ojuwo. Ojuwo.
Which means born in
the spirit of God,
that's our
family name.
Ashe. Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe. Nkoyo.
Nkoyo.
Bina.
Bina.
Keone.
Keone.
Nkoyo.
Bina.
Bina.
Keone. Keone.
Nkoyo.
Nkoyo.
Bina.
Bina.
Keone.
Keone.
Nkoyo.
Nkoyo.
Bina.
Bina.
Keone.
Keone.
I present to you Nkoyo Bina Keone.
Moment.
That brought back so many memories.
Thank
man.
You so much for that moment, you know. And we just until recently with our move here to South Carolina, we hadn't had time to reflect on a lot of the things that's happened because everything's been so nonstop. You just provided us with our first opportunity to be spectators of that special moment.
I say. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Wow. That feeling came back.
Like
we were there in that moment and hearing the drums in the background, hearing voices in the background, recognizing, corrected your name.
Wow. So you was, I forget that you was there, brother.
Had to sneak something in real quick, you know what I'm saying? It was apropos for the conversation. Because it's ever constantly evolving. It never gets old. You can go back. You can hear the stories. You can relive the moments. You know.
Yeah.
And seeing y'all and watching y'all move and like seeing the results of y'all movement, like listening to the children, listening to the parents, listening to the beats that y'all slaughter, and then seeing the stage presence versus watching the film. You know what I mean? Do you know how powerful it was for me to get the opportunity? I look at my stack and touch, say, hey, you get to introduce the headliners. I said, who the headliners? He said, Bobby and Mama. I said, oh, Lord. That's powerful. You see what I'm saying? That's powerful. So I was like, man, let me get myself together. And I got a chance to see y'all in fan mode. You know what I mean? And listening to the music is different than watching it live and feeling the energy and seeing y'all wreck the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all couldn't tell me y'all took a little time off and y'all wasn't performing this. I'm like, man, please, hey, miss a step. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was the sum total of the experience right there at that first annual RBG Music Festival. Like, y'all was the sum total of the whole day and the whole night. I was like, man, this was it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, thanks. We were on a journey ourselves. You know, we just moved 1,000 miles.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? To a home and like a week before the festival.
Yeah.
You know, and it was an honor. You know, we ain't know our people out here good enough to have a babysitter yet. So wherever we went, the baby was going with them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and they hung in there like troopers too. They did. They did. They
made
that
show
happen.
they earned whatever sleep they got. They earned it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and we just grateful to the family, man. We were treated like royalty there. And the family, shout out to Tut, you know, Brother Tupamos, man, and having everything laid out, the great organizers of that event, yourself. You know, we had a great time, and it was worth it. It was really worth it, you know, and it was a nice reminder that we got family all over this month.
Yeah.
We got family. Yeah. The tentacles stretch out far.
Yeah.
Folks just recreating what they receive from y'all. You see what I'm saying? Receive from y'all, what they receive from RBG Nation. Because when we get away from, like, the virtual stuff kind of clouds the actual manifestation of what's seeing. You know, sometimes you can't see through the clouds or the fog or the smoke because it appears to be so thick. But you really can just walk right through it to see it on the other side. As soon as we see each other, as soon as Africans get around each other in that right spirit, everything is right. And time is suspended. You know what I mean? Time is like, man, what time is it? Man, I've been out here. You better not ever plan going to go see no Africans that you got love for. Y'all got a loving relationship and think about how long we're going to stay somewhere. You know, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
You be like, it's 3:00 in the morning. We came over here. Where's the time go?
All that go out the window.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it to end.
That's
you don't want it to stop. You know what I'm saying? And you realize that there's love on this side of the spectrum too. You know, that you can be quote-unquote conscious. You can be about Black power and still laugh and still have fun.
Yeah.
You know, still fellowship with one another and be yourself, you know what I'm saying, within that framework, you know. And we can grow together and work as we grow.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we be hating from safe spaces, you know what I'm saying, you know, behind that computer.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But guess what? That work's still waiting on our ass
right.
the next morning.
That's right.
The work ain't going nowhere because you found out somebody's fake.
Yeah.
Our people still need. Now the work is harder because now you really need to get out there. You know, so.
You gotta be
legitimized. Yeah.
Someone who wasn't even legitimate. You know
So we're going to run into each other. You know, you're providing a platform. You know what I'm saying? And you're working your platform. We're pushing African-centered spirituality and African-centered education, and we're really pushing it. And you're really pushing what you're pushing on and off of social media.
Yeah.
So we don't run into each other, period.
Yeah.
Right.
We got
if you really out there. If you really out there.
If you really out there, you can't help it.
Yeah.
You got to try not to run into other people that are working.
Yeah.
You know. And so that's what this journey has been. And not everybody that's working is going to vibe and work with each other.
Yeah.
Some work relationships gonna be a respect how do you do. Stay out your way, gonna stay out my way.
Yeah.
You kick the crack in the ankle, I kick him in the knee. All good.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep on moving.
You know. Yeah. But then there's some of us that when we meet, we have a synergy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And we want to work together. We want to combine our efforts, you know, do the knowledge in the Uhuru Academy go hand in hand.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's, there's a synergy there. And that's just what that is.
It's not born and by Mingo to get that side work. You know what I'm saying?
That
so
it's
you know
what I'm talking about? Yeah.
If folks know some of the stuff we just discussed, and you know, it's kind of hard to try to share it with people because everybody, like, you know, some people get vampiric. You know, you've been dealing with pirates and vampiric, and you had to be so, you know, double-minded walking around out here for your own safety. That sometimes you gotta come out of your double mind into your single mind and come to a single focus and really be congratulatory and really be in a space of celebration.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
the double mind, the double mind is like, hey, somebody gonna sabotage, somebody gonna try to take what I got, somebody gonna despise me, somebody gonna reject me.
Right.
That's everybody else out there. Some other enemies we got that's in the circle. That's not internal.
Yeah.
We got to surpass some scars, some scrapes, some bruises, some trauma, some epigenetic trauma, all of that to see, you know, the diamond that exists right there. You see? So work with that. And y'all got the greatest and the toughest job in the world dealing with African centered children because they ain't start that way.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't start that way, but they ain't start that way.
It ain't even fair, man. We get to wake up every day, and educate our children.
Yeah.
On black owned land.
Yeah.
We get to do it every single day, you know. And it's not something we promised. We brought that with us.
Yeah.
You know, we brought that with us. We was gonna have a school under a tree if that's where we needed to have school.
Where?
We brought that with us. We brought a willingness to talk to anybody about getting the space. We had a kind of a willingness to recruit from any family that we met, any African family that we met. You know what I'm saying? And a willingness to do the ugly work, the dirty work, the unpopular work to get stuff done. You know, it just so happens that we shine on stage too. It just so happens that we can speak as well, you know. But you can take the speaking away from me. I don't care. You can take the adulation and all that stuff away from my bread and butter is my work. That's our bread and butter. That's how we feed our children. We don't feed our children with CDs.
Yeah.
They ain't never fed our children. You know, my honorariums from speaking engagements, they don't feed our children.
Yeah.
The Uhuru Academy, African Centered Education, its mission feeds our children.
Yeah. I see.
So, that's where we at. You still with me, Vaughn? We still alone. I don't hear Vaughn. I don't know if the world can hear me.
Yeah, everybody hear you. Everybody hear you.
Okay.
It's just with a little delay now that you're messing around. So if y'all got any closing remarks, anything y'all want to shout out that y'all can shout out, any acknowledgments, any of that, also for people to contact y'all. For these things that we speak in engagement, the music, everything, how to support the Uhuru Academy and your future endeavors.
Okay. Well, then, shout outs and acknowledgments.
Definitely just, you know, want to shout out to my Texas family. You know, I love and miss y'all. That's my rocks, my foundation. I'm going to give thanks to my South Carolina family that I have now, you know. You know, the Uhuru Academy South Carolina campus, you know. Just shout out to you guys, Keontae, LaShea, Mama Carrie, everybody here, you know. We give thanks for them receiving us with open arms. Baba Ken, you know, receiving us with open arms. And just want to shout out to my sacred sister circle in Texas. You know, I love my sisters, Kari, Kamari, Aziza, Rachelle, Rabe, everybody there. I really I love and appreciate all my sisters and my girls. I'm about to be a grandmother. I shout out to my daughter, Faith, And my brother, we're about to be grandparents, we're about to be Babu and Yay and all that in January. So I give thanks to them, our children there, you know, Tajiri, Dominique, Brittany, Omari. I give thanks for them just being, you know, being the best children that they could be with us. They rolled the wave with us, and now they out there doing their thing in Texas. So we building it up for y'all here in South Carolina. I love y'all. And just to my creators and to my ancestors, you know, to the spirit world, I really am grateful to have wonderful ancestors to guide and protect us and to lead us on this journey. So I'm giving thanks for that. And I give thanks for us, the universe, you know, align us with people like yourself, Born. You know, you are very supportive and committed and dedicated as well. We need those people around us and surrounding us to be workers and to do the work that you're called to do in your lane. And we appreciate it for you being dedicated in that. So those are my shout outs.
Yeah. You can support the Uhuru Academy by going to, you can support us financially, number one, by making donations to Cash App $ Uhuru Academy or paypal.me/TheUhuruAcademy. You can definitely go visit theuhuruacademy.com and see the programs that we have enrolled in. I have about one spot left for my online program. Just enrolled a new student in Atlanta today, full-time online homeschool, Uhuru Academy online. We have about 15 students across the nation right now that are learning together from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Also, Uhuru Academy SC, if you're in the Columbia, South Carolina area, we have about 7 spots open right now. This is the model for an African Center school here in Columbia. We're on 4 acres of our own land, a vegan diet for our students, dedicated teachers with a combined 50-some-odd years experience teaching. It's really going down here, and we have 7 spots open. Anybody in the Columbia area interested in African Center schools, deaf African Center education, we would love to talk to you more. Be on the lookout for new music for Mama and Koyo and myself real soon. But we do have some music that you can check out on SoundCloud and YouTube right now. If you look up Baba Mean and Mama and Koyo, our single What's Your Name is streaming on Tidal. It's streaming on iTunes. It's streaming on YouTube as well. Go give it some views. Go give it some likes. And just go enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And then just keep us singing prayers. You know, keep us singing prayers. Keep those pushing those positive affirmations. And please continue wanting for us what you want for yourself. And we'll be fine. And we're going to do the same thing for all of you out there. Ashe.
Ashe.
And streaming on New African Radio, a.k.a. Do the Knowledge Radio, right now.
And streaming on Do the Knowledge Radio.
That's right. That's right.
Right now. What's your name? Right here, right now.
Ashe.
Yeah, it's still a lot of debate about who we are. Cats arguing, we ain't African, we ain't black, we ain't this, we ain't that. Man, truth is, we all of that. Because all of that come from us, you know what I'm saying? It's all about where you gonna fit in. Yeah. Yo, what's your name? You an African, an American, or an Israelite? Black or more, Muhammad or a provocateur? What the business like? You Malcolm X by any means?
Yeah.
Chief Turner, Dr. King,
yeah.
Keeper Burner, you repeat.
Yeah.
Look at me, who you see? I'm garbage when I rap a bar. Every line is a black star. I'm master far because I understand who these crackers are. Matt Turner's my avatar.
Yeah.
My attitude so gasoline. I'm a mocking dog, these motherfuckers. Dr. Cox, these Europeans know what I mean. I'm Farrakhan. Never will I run. Robert Williams, nigga with a gun. George and Jonathan Jackson, Dr. Yosef Ben, Yakanam, showing proof like Dr. Clark. I'm a goon cause I got the heart. I'm Dubois cause I'm hella smart. I'm Nizel cause I got the part. I'm Bianchi, Sutton Khufu, Mansa Musa, Shaka Zulu. I'm a Mia, I'm a Tulu. If I was Jesus, what would you do? I'm a Negro and I'm colored. I'm your nigga and your brother. Yeah, I kill you, but I love you. Accept your own and reject the other.
What's your name?
Where did it go?
peekaboo with the porch monkeys and Sambo. If it's an Oreo, maybe revolution is just too much for the handle. I ain't carry no scandal.
What?
I ain't scary, got ammo. Hair it up with a candle.
What?
Time to pick up an angel. I'm a son to wop and queen of Zinga. Never cheated and queen of Mina. Hash it and the queen of Sheba. She thinks she got
people.
Name is Osada, great escape. Angela Davis, keep safe. Winning Mandela refused to break.
I'm anime, refuse to cake.
I see straight through cause I'm late today. Miss Fanny Lou, I got things to say. Miss Shirley, tears of my paved away.
Your homie queen
came to slay. Better survive, I need my Malcolm. Black love is the only outcome.
Yeah.
I won't stop until y'all have some. I'm not set, this shit gon' happen. I'm more shrink, I'm blessed, Alter. I'm Miria, I bless Walter. I'm more Lacuna, I drive my daughter. I'm more, yeah, I cannot falter. I'm the one to get birth to stars. Masterful, how I work these bars. Serious beats to the earth to Mars. KOS reversal stars. Don't act.
Revolution service announcement. Produced by the one and only Jamal Kim.
Somebody in the house.
I just wanna holler at y'all for a minute.
Somebody
just a quick
yo.
Listen up, yo.
This revolution service announcement. Thomas gon' come when they burn it down. Treat civilians and call them insurgents. Killers protect our own people that's urgent. While you out shopping for Christmas and splurging, they killing our boys and corrupting our virgins. Pour they water, silence the churches. Finance the plan with the shit that you purchased. America crawling with witches and curses. Demons and spirits exposing with verses. Out in the open, we kill them with purpose. Our people without an identity worthless. Gotta check out, free up the land. Take back our own, stand up like a man. Clutch your right hand, make it a fist. As long as you breathing, then you can resist. Must be at peace, can't think when you piss. They train the police to provoke you to flip. We fight on our terms, tight on the lip. Talking in code and trained on the grip. They better pray that we don't sink the whole ship. Some of these devils deserve the whole clip. Yet we still give them a chance to redeem. Get reparations, we leaving the scene. Can't let these co-murderers get away clean. Can't fight for your freedom, don't know what it means. Freedom by Jordans and rocker wear jeans. Buy your flat screen and root for the team. If that's all you want, you deserve to be slaves. Head to the government's devilish ways. Don't be a fool for the rest of your days. It's time for our folks to go separate ways.
Somebody in the house say yeah.
Yeah. This is just a public service announcement. No,
yeah.
Correct that. A revolution service
somebody
announcement from the one and only divine type of peace to Malcolm X.
Yeah.
So that he don't regret, you know what I'm saying? Peace to the Malcolm X grassroots movement. Peace to the people's lunch counter. Peace to the Lone Star RPG.
Yeah.
Peace to the Nation of Islam. All my Moorish brothers and sisters out there. All my indigenous sovereigns out there. Peace to all my gangster homies out there. Wait for something to jump off. Y'all know who the enemy is. I'm man. Wake up. Till next time.
Man, did I sneak that one in?
Yes, sir. Man, you in the vault tonight. You in the vault, bro. You in the vault. The Revolution Service announcement?
Yeah. There it is.
Man, I remember I did that, man. And we had just, we hadn't long been married.
No.
When I did that one right there. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the first thing I did when I set up our studio in our house.
Mm-hmm.
In our bedroom.
Yeah.
I did that. You know what I'm saying? We were chilling. Dropped that one, you know. So, yeah, man, all of it. All that's part of relationship. All of that's part of our journey. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Black love and black power, y'all.
See? I
see. I see. I thank y'all for coming through and showing some love, dropping some of that jewelry, that jewelage up in here on us.
I say.
Happy anniversary. Happy new African
thank
anniversary
you.
Celebration.
Thank
you know we Africans, so we're going to be celebrating for about a month or two. Like, now, nah, Vaughn, we still celebrating.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Vaughn, we are renewing our vows, man, next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday. You know, right here on the land, brother, and we would be honored if you could come.
Mm. Yeah, send me the info, and I'm dashing through the snow.
Yeah, man, we would be honored if you could come through, man. It's going to be a Black Love weekend, basically, next week.
Mm.
So, you know, come through, brother. I'll send you the info.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, y'all have a blessed evening, as the elders say. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Yeah.
We shall. We appreciate you calling, giving us this time, giving the platform to speak and be able to share our story, you know, little bits and pieces about how we make it, how we keep it together, you know. You know, we pull from everybody. We don't shoot the messenger. We just take the message. You know what I'm saying? So wherever it come from, we learning from.
I say.
That's right.
I say.
And I'm waiting to unveil the surprise to the listeners. You know what I'm saying? So whenever y'all ready, we can make that happen because we definitely need that. You know, here on the platform. So. Ready.
Coming very soon.
Very soon. Let me get the weekend
soon.
Out the way, so we definitely get started.
Yeah.
Get started.
Right. Very, very soon. You know, a true partnership. It's on. We're on the Philippines right now.
Absolutely.
Right.
Long time coming.
Long time coming.
Yes.
A long awaited, highly anticipated. It's going to
We great.
All right, we're out of here.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power.
Peace, family. Peace, Vaughn. You have a great night, brother.
You too.
All right, peace.
the sheets.
Enough of this thing, let's make love.